Hello, hello.
Hey, you guys.
It's Marvin and Lila.
Welcome again to Making Love Better. So listen, we have a very exciting show today. We're just going to speak for a few minutes on how do you express verbally to your spouse that you still love them.
All right, man. Don't cringe up on me. It's going to be kind of awkward, but hang in there with me. Hang in there with me with this topic.
So hold tight, and we'll be right back at you. Hey, you guys, we're back.
We are back.
So listen, you did hear my husband warn the men to hang tight. Now, I'm not sure what all of that means because come on now. Guys, you remember during the early phase of dating that you were so smitten by this woman.
That was the pursuing stage.
Oh, okay. Well, remember, law two of marriage is pursuit.
Yeah, let's go back to that law two.
There's a constant. There has to be a constant pursuit. And with that being said, you let your feelings be made known.
All right. That's it. Okay, man. Grab your wife by the hand and look him in the eye and tell him you love him and how much you appreciate him.
And that, again, that is just the art of affirming. The plant needs to be watered, you know, constantly, consistently. You know, when I think about affirmation, I think about ways that we communicate, certainly love, but also support. How do we express our dedication to one another and our commitment to the relationship?
That's so true. I remember we went to a marriage retreat one time, and this couple had been married, maybe 50, 60 years. They was up in the numbers. And this wife was telling us how she cook and clean, how she take care of her husband like a king, and how he goes out and he provides, and he appreciated, and they've been married, this and that. But she was like, he never told me that he loved me. And we were like, huh?
Yeah, I remember
after 50
that.
Or 60 years, it didn't just roll off of your lips or you didn't say it accidentally.
Yeah.
So he just sat there and he listened and he said, well, I never told her I didn't love her.
Ooh.
So that should take care. I'm like, oh.
Ooh. Listen, ladies.
My goodness.
Now I tell you, when I heard that, no judgment, but I went, ooh, ouch. That was kind of icy. Icy.
Yeah, but you all, but we still have to look at the era that they came up in.
For sure.
Yes. But man, we got to get out that comfort zone. We got to swallow that pride. We got to, it's going to be awkward. It's going to be strange, but go ahead on and spit it out.
Yeah, and we say men, but it's also maybe something that we have to acknowledge the women to do as well.
That's true. I agree with you on that.
A lot of it does depend on our upbringing. What was the culture? What was the atmosphere of
your
family
at home? Did y'all
say
I love you in your
house? For a long time, we didn't. But as time went on, I'm a disruptor. So I began to say, I love you to my family members. And they began to.
Yeah, because some of them say, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Well, they went from. I have one brother who still would say, uh-huh. But the rest of them have followed suit, right?
Okay.
So the needle didn't get moved all at once.
Okay.
At one time, the response was nothing. And then they went from nothing to, okay. And then it went from nothing, okay, to I love you back.
So there you go, man. You have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
You have to start somewhere. Even though it might seem small, it may seem awkward, but we have to start somewhere. And ladies as well, wives as well.
Yeah, because guess what? This principle of affirming is modeled by our God. We see throughout scripture where he speaks to the children of Israel in the book of Jeremiah. And of course, it's there before we even get to the book of Jeremiah. But I appreciate where he says to them in the book of Jeremiah that I have loved you with an everlasting love. Mm-hmm. And it's with love and kindness.
Now, this is God saying this.
Yes, that I'm drawing, oh, that I will draw you. Now, I'm paraphrasing that scripture. But yet, too, the essence of it is he's affirming his love mm-hmm. for them. Mm-hmm. If we go back to the book of Deuteronomy, he tells them, I want to be your God and I want you to be my people.
Now that's the love of our soul talking
come on,
like that.
Come on.
Talking about love. So, we can't spit it out.
Yeah. So therefore, again, we do have to do a heart check and sometimes go deeper to understanding what are the things that's getting in the way. What's the prohibitors for us? Talk about, you know, your family of origin. Is that something that flowed freely from your family's way?
Nah, we're kind of slow about, it was pretty rare that I heard, I love you.
Yeah.
And yeah. Even now we kind of embrace and we say hello, but it's not, warming. Mm-hmm. I'm warming. So that's something we have to work on too. Like your family did.
Yeah, so there's some anxiety around there still mm-hmm. yet for your family. So I will say again, the way we experience things in childhood can give us some clues about the way that we are experiencing the relationship, unless you've done a lot of work to move the needle. And it does take a lot of work in order to move the needle. Mm-hmm. So again, going back to, this is not a strange formula, or a strange principle is a better way of saying that, because this is something that we do throughout the early stage of dating.
That's true too now.
I mean, how many people
you
have-
put that best foot forward, man. Yeah. You put on a little bit of extra cologne. And
yeah. Yeah, I'm not drawn to anyone who, you know, is mean and
hateful,
mm. yeah, contentious, and not get away. That's an aversion.
Well, that might just be a camouflage too.
As far as the anger, and,
I don't want you to get too close.
And that's true. Yeah. It can be for some people. Yeah. You're right, absolutely. So, but here again, the need to purposely affirm one another so that you can be strengthened, you can be encouraged, you can be reminded of the love that the person have for you. It's a beautiful thing.
That is so true. My wife and I, we like watching the dog trainer show. Time he would train a dog and the dog would do well, he would give him a treat.
Yeah.
Dog would do so well, he would give him a treat. It's the same way when it comes to marriage. You need that affirmation. You need to say, hey, you know what? You're doing a real good job. Mm-hmm. You know what? I appreciate you
absolutely.
Doing that.
Absolutely. Yeah, meaning that I see you, right?
Yeah.
It's also reminded me when we are using such words, it draws the person towards you.
Well, I thought you were saying about the dopamine, but go ahead.
No. I was thinking about, you know, the right words would automatically draw a person. You're reeling them in, right?
That's it.
But also we understand that the wrong words, the negative words, words of criticism and judgment would cause a person to pull back from you. You know, we also, again, see this in scripture where Jesus tells his disciples, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We see where the Father affirms him after he's baptized by John the Baptist. He says, this is my son. This is my beloved son, who I am well pleased, right?
Yeah.
So again, being aware that the place of affirming one another, it's not optional. We need it. And get this, even in the bedroom.
Oh.
Even in the bedroom.
Okay.
Affirming one another eases the mind, but it also can diminish and eliminate anxiety.
And that's before and after.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good.
That's talk before about before and after.
Talk about
unless you
it.
Talk about that.
Nah, you brought it up.
Yes. Even the foreplay and the pre-preparing. There should be some type of affirmation there. and maybe even during. But
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but definitely before and after. Say, you know what? I appreciate it. Don't just roll over and go to sleep.
That's right. The aftermath.
Yeah.
So here's the other thing too, men and women. Sometimes it can be, again, we are creatures of habit. So it also means we have to be careful not to get in the routine of saying the same thing. Right. We have to expand, you know, our phrases, the way that you're communicating, right? In the prelude, I don't know what my husband's doing over here, y'all. Y'all can't see him, but he's doing something. Maybe he's hyperventilating. So it means that we have to take some notes from Solomon, right?
Yeah.
So we can expand the language, what we're stating, right, as we are affirming one another, the love of our soul. We hear again how he expresses his commitment towards us all throughout
scripture. Oh, I mean, just beautiful portrait of affirmation and intimacy. The book Song of Solomon is great.
Absolutely. So listen, we're wrapping things up. We appreciate the opportunity to share with you guys again on today, and want to again encourage you to put affirming at the top of your daily interaction. This is not optional. If you have not been doing this, we want to encourage you to step into it boldly and watch it change the atmosphere of your relationship.
Oh, that's true. So what's your takeaway before we go?
My takeaway is that we have to be audacious. We have to be vocal. We have to verbally express to one another that we are seeing them, verbally expressing our love, our gratitude, our appreciation, and our commitment.
Oh, great, great. My takeaway is, even when it comes to intimacy, affirmation works.
Yeah.
Before, during, and after.
Yeah. The song says, just to be close to you.
Oh, whoa, okay. All right. We better get out of here. We're going to turn the lights down. I'm Marvin.
And I am Dr. Lila. Blessings.
See you next time.
Remember, share this podcast.
Bye-bye.
So until next time, make love better.
If this podcast has been a blessing to you, go ahead, subscribe, rate, and review. And join forces with us to preserve marriages by sharing this podcast with family and friends. And remember to visit us on our website at makeabettermarriage.com.